So did they all go out together?
What, out to California?
Yeah, I mean, they go get them a big airplane and do that.
Or a Greyhound.
Yeah, that's it. Greyhound, they left on Tuesday.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, lots of good movies to watch. Yeah.
The party bus. Yeah, it's party bus, right? It's got the, you know, got the little video things on there. Yeah. Wow.
Well, the track team's in Los Angeles, and the baseball team's in Malibu. Are they close to one another?
Well, they're in the same state, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but it's a big old long state. I don't know.
It is a big old.
Yeah.
Listen to you.
It is. It goes pretty much from the top to the bottom.
It's a big old.
Maybe it'd be kind of like saying, you know, USC is in you know, Corpus in Houston.
Yeah. No, anyway, but yeah, they could have done that. I mean, it'd been easy for them to just do that. I don't know. I guess they're about 50 miles apart or something like that.
You think
that
when the baseball team scheduled that outing in Malibu and the Pepperdine people said, well, you know, you're gonna have to come out here at least once, and they said, okay.
Yeah.
Twist our arm.
We'll do that. Yeah. So anyway. But yeah, I mean, it's close enough. They probably could have flown into the same airport. They may have seen each other there.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
All eating at that Chili's Express or something.
Yeah. Don't you know that's what it's all about?
That's right.
Yeah. So could Joe Biden be looking at a run for president in 2016?
How old's he going to be?
I think you better first ask if he's going to be on the ticket in 2012.
No. He'll be 73.
Parts of him.
Yeah. Politico reports that Joe has quietly assembled what some see as an A-team of advisors who could also serve as the brains of a presidential campaign, and God knows he needs one. A brain, that is.
Yeah.
Anyway. So we'll see.
He's the 10-man of politics? Is that what you're saying?
I think it would be the scarecrow of
politics.
Scarecrow,
excuse me.
Yeah, but nonetheless.
Not a big whiz
makes
fan.
Makes no difference, I understand. President Obama yesterday was in Cushing, Oklahoma.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of that speech in Cushing.
Really?
Yeah.
He promises to speed approval of the process for the southern portion of the Keystone XL oil pipeline. There's only one little problem.
What's that?
One little problem.
Yeah.
Well, they don't need his approval to finish that portion of it.
Oh.
So for him to speed something that he doesn't even have to do, and John Boehner pointed that out. He said the president is trying to take credit for a part of the pipeline that doesn't even require his approval. So, you know, it must be. You think it's an election year?
Never would have guessed.
Yeah. And the president on National Public Radio doing an interview with them or somebody.
Talk about his base.
Yeah, really. He said, quote, we designed a program that actually previously had the support of Republicans, including the person who may end up being the Republican standard bearer, and is now pretending that he came up with something different. So, in other words, he's saying that Obama's health care plan is the same as Romney's. And Romney's going, no, don't say that. Don't say that. So, see how that works out for you. And let's see what else. Oh, Rick Santorum's keeping the Etch-A-Sketch thing alive. He was speaking yesterday, right here in the state of Texas, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
He was here.
Yeah.
And basically, he said, you win by giving people the opportunity to see a different vision of our country, not someone who's just going to be a little different from the person that's in there now. If you're going to be a little different, we may as well stay with what we have.
Now, to me, that's more controversial than the Etch-A-Sketch thing that was said by an aide.
I mean,
you know?
Golly.
I mean, you know, he's saying vote for Obama if you're not going to.
Yep.
If I'm not going to be the nominee, go ahead and vote for Obama.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's saying.
That'll get you a phone call from the RNC.
That's solidarity.
And I guess that's the whole deal. He figures he got nothing to lose now. Jeb Bush is out there doing some man love on Marco Rubio for those folks who want to know who he thinks ought to be the VP.
Oh, that's an interesting choice of words.
Didn't mean anything by it. He just said he is the best orator of American politics today. Is that right? I mean, I don't know that I've heard him speak.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's a subjective term.
Yeah.
I mean, we could all argue over who the greatest orator is.
Yeah,
he's a nice looking guy, you know.
Well, okay.
And Marco
Rubio. That's fine. Yeah.
Marco.
Rubio.
Very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And finally.
We're playing pool games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, Elizabeth Warren, who is the Democrat candidate for senator from Massachusetts, trying to turn up the heat on President Obama and the Democrat Party to officially embrace same-sex marriage in the party platform. This is what she said. This is a quote. I want to see the president evolve because I believe that is right. Marriage equality is morally right. I'd be glad to see it included in the Democrat platform. It helps raise awareness of the impact of the Defense of Marriage Act. I think there are a lot of people who would basically just have a problem with the idea of, you know, even before marriage, the idea of people of the same gender.
I was going to say you run the risk of alienating a large portion of black Democrats.
I am just Hispanic as well, I would also say.
Yeah.
I just find that to be an amazing thing for a major party candidate to say, for national office to say. And again, I understand it's Massachusetts and it's a little different up there maybe, but boy, to say that, I find it very, very interesting. And we'll see if that grows any legs. Don't know. All right, 647. Mm-hmm.